The Food and Drug Administration today released a long-awaited analysis of the possible risks posed by antidepressants to children and teens. The study comes on the heels of a report published earlier this week that showed Prozac can help alleviate depression in adolescents, but also raises the risk of suicidal behaviors. The new FDA analysis similarly concludes that young patients taking antidepressants could be at increased risk for self-harm. NPR's David Barron reports.
The FDA study measures 130 pages, and its birth comes after a long and difficult gestation. It began last year. FDA scientists saw hints in drug company data that young patients taking Paxil and other antidepressants known as SSRIs, as well as related drugs, were more likely to harm themselves or even attempt suicide compared with those taking placebos. The actual number of suicide attempts in the studies was small, but the percentage increase was significant, almost a doubling for those on antidepressants. An internal FDA report reached this conclusion and was leaked to the media, prompting cries for regulatory action. But FDA officials said they didn't trust the analysis. They wanted to do it over, more carefully. Critics, including some on Capitol Hill, charged foot-dragging. But Stephen Hyman, provost at Harvard University and former director of the National Institute of Mental Health, believes the FDA was right to proceed cautiously.
The data on the side effects of these drugs was collected over many years in different studies. Nobody had any idea what to look for, and there's no easy or standardized way to classify these apparently suicide-related thoughts, feelings, and in some cases, behaviors.
For instance, in one drug company's study, a girl had been classified as suicidal for merely hitting her head with her hand. Conversely, a boy's injuries were classified as accidental after he stabbed himself in the neck with a pencil. So the FDA hired outside experts to sift through the data and reclassify which of these kids had been truly suicidal and which had not. The process was painstaking. Researchers examined information on more than 4,000 children given 9 different drugs in 24 studies. Now the hard work is done, and the results, well, they're not much different from where the FDA began. Children on antidepressants were 78% more likely to exhibit suicidal behaviors compared with children given placebos. Harvard's Stephen Hyman calls the results significant.
It reminds us that you can't just prescribe a medication and walk away. Anybody who prescribes an antidepressant to a child, also to an adult, has to closely observe the person being treated, especially in the early period after treatment begins.
Beyond that broad statement of caution, it's hard to extract more detailed lessons from the new report. Experts say getting information on which antidepressants pose how much risk to what type of patient will require new studies that are better designed. Officials at the FDA declined comment today. The agency will convene an advisory committee next month to examine the new report and consider whether the agency should take new regulatory actions based on it. David Barron, NPR News, Washington.